Let's talk about how you got this money and how that process took down the Soviet Union.
Okay, well, President Reagan gave me $150,000 line of credit, and it went to Credit Stock Bank on Central Spargassi in Austria. And Hans Kohler, the director of the bank, was shocked that I had $150 billion. The U.S. Embassy gave me my offices on the 6th and 7th floor in Kardinalstrasse. So I have $150 billion line of credit. I go to meet Andrus Szasz in Budapest and other places. See, because the Soviets have no money. They got rubles, they can't buy nothing. So I tell these people in the Postal Service of the Soviet Union, everybody I can think of, I had spies and aides on everybody. We would take over. Say you had a suitcase full of rubles, Soviet rubles. There's articles they write about me on that stuff. And you would say, oh, you got 1,000 rubles. They're worth, say, 28, 32 cents a piece. And I would say to them, what can we do to take them off your hands? Well, I like to have Austrian money or Hungary money or other countries' money. Fine. So we would give them our U.S. dollars or any currency of your choice, and you would give us that suitcase of rubles. And Brinks would count all this stuff, and then I would transfer it to a number of banks because I'm also the managing director of Nickel Credit, which is a bank underwriting group in Singapore, authorized by President Reagan, but not by Bush. In fact, Bush yelled at my partner, and 2 days later, he died of rat poison. So I don't trust Bush or even an ice cream bar. And they sent me back. Vice President Quayle sent me to a safe house in Toronto, which was, I was there for like 13 months. But anyhow, we would buy, not buy, we can't buy money. We can exchange. So exchange all the rubles we could find, postal service banks, apartments, offices, businesses. Everybody was happy and happy. In fact, China came along, and my Chinese partner, Howie Kwok-Sin, is my partner. He's the chairman. I'm the managing director because I don't speak Chinese. A couple words, big deal. And he negotiated with the Bank of China, and we negotiated with the embassy, with Tashenko and everybody, and Babushka from the Central Bank of the Soviet Union, that we would trade our rubles for hard currency. And Babushka says to me, nit, screaming and hollering at me in the embassy in Singapore. Says, calm down, what's the problem? I pay you not $1.20, no $1.20. I said, what are you talking about? The trade value of a ruble is $1.20. Nit, we pay you $1.20. I said, what would you take? We will not exchange rubles. I said, but wait a minute. You guys need hard currency. I got hard currency. And it's worth $1.20. You set the $1.20. But we had buckets and buckets at Brinks in a certain country. They're doing all their printing and counting for us. So he says, you take 80 cents. That's it. No more. So my partner, I'm doing a Dale Carnegie dance. He's Chinese, my blood brother. And I'm a Polak from Sheboygan and Stevens Point. And we're dancing at the wall. He's pushing me, I'm pushing him. And they really enjoyed it. Tashenko is the ambassador at that time for Russia, the Soviet Union, in Singapore. And we put on a good play act. And so Babushka got his way. Howie agreed because he pushed me out the door because he's the chairman, I'm the managing director. He came back to the car about an hour later. Oh, we got a rape and plunder to want to. Why? He said, we're only getting 82 cents. Oh, shit. Dang it. You know, if I only pay 28 cents, I'm getting 82 cents per ruble. I'm not complaining, but you got to put on a big front because they could be watching us. You know what I mean? So we made billions of dollars. And then China had a big bill to the Soviet Union. We paid the Chinese bill like at 82 cents, 83 cents on a dollar. So China didn't owe any more money to the Soviet Union. Other countries we gave, North Korea and all these countries, we would pay all their bills. As a bank, we're underwriting banks in Singapore, Nickel Credit, and we're doing very well. And people thought we were nuts by paying off their debts at such a low value, but we were still getting all the rubles at a good price. So the economy improved. The Soviet Union was madder than hell because all of a sudden they had all these rubles in the central bank, and they didn't have any hard currency. Oh, shucks. So I'm now in a safe house in Toronto, and Tony Minacci, my lawyer, and Sandy Sorty, another lawyer, I'm in a safe house, and the immigration people call from the airport in Toronto, You got to send Juanca here right away. And Tony says, why? So he's explaining to me and Sandy's story. So Sandy, sir, sorry, Giovanni Ferro, the ambassador to Belgium, and Tony Menacci, who is my, I'm his guest, getting $1 million for hiding Mr. Dan Quayle in Toronto. I loved it. Beautiful place. A lot of Chinese people in Toronto. We go down to the immigration office at the airport in Toronto, and the lady behind the counter says, I don't know what to say here. He's got a diplomatic passport from the USSR. He wants to talk to you, Mr. Winter, and we can't let him out. We don't want him on the land, and we're going to kick him out of the country, but he needs to see you. He's got a bunch of documentation to sign because I own a tremendous amount of property called USSR, USS Rouge, that I bought. Liquor, gin. We're rebuilding the Soviet Union. I'm just putting the money back in there, but we're still... People, the guards are selling their guns, their buttons, their hats. They're doing everything. Nobody's eating any food. I bought in Kotex. I bought in beer. I bought all kinds of stuff. I was also the manager of operations of Kimberly Clark when I was younger in Nina, Menasha, all worldwide. So I had a lot of trouble. So I sign all the papers. I give them billions of dollars to pay off the debts of Rush because I'm the co-chairman of Rush. So I helped the Soviet Union with their own money. I wasn't losing any money, believe me. We had tremendous amount of money. But I got too big for my britches. Bush wanted to tell me what to do. He was in Singapore, his last trip around the world. Howie and I got him at the American School, and he yells at Howie,
you guys got $864 billion in a nickel credit. How come?
And because he didn't know that we were, he's a Chinese representative. I'm the Reagan representative, and Bush hates me because I would never talk to him at the White House. I avoided him with a passion. And I gave him, stirred him around many times when he called me in the court. Oh, President Reagan wants to see you right away. He goes that way. I go to the airport and get the hell out of town. So he says to Howie and I want half of this from you, Howie. And Mr. Wata, you owe me. You got $432 billion you made off these operations. I said, well, I don't report to you. I report to President Reagan. I told you, and I'm telling your partner, I want some of this action. You ain't getting any action. Howie died 2 days later, rat poison. I went to Toronto for safekeeping from Dan Quayle, who knew that Bush was a sheriff and he was not a friend of the American people. These guys are bad news.
So now, was Dan Quayle, who was his vice president, did he get along with Bush?
I don't know him. I just know that Dan Quayle sent me to Toronto. And in fact, it was funny. They take me out of the office there in Singapore, put me on a plane, I fly into California. I forget, I don't know where the hell I'm going, but I got people with me. I get to customs, two guys in customs grab me, take me down this hall, that hall, and I figure I'm going to another dungeon. All of a sudden, I ended up in Toronto. They took me to a different plane. I ended up in Toronto, and I go, holy shit, I'm safe. Thank you, God. This is neat. Because I had no idea. They're not telling me nothing. They're just taking me station to station in California to get me to the plane. Under the ground quarters, halls, not up by the general public. I ended up in Toronto. You can call Tony Menacci anytime you want. He's a good man. He saved my life. I owe him a lot. And he was stunned that here I am. And I was like about 14 blocks from the airport in Toronto. He was my guest. I was his guest. And he was my protector. He has a little sports car. He and I could hardly fit it, but away we go. And nice guy.
The money that you have would pay off all the debt for the United States?
Absolutely. Based on an audit of the Federal Reserve, which is not a bank, it's never been a bank, it's a clearinghouse of politicians and puppet masters and foreigners, not our people. Any bill that's real, Reagan would insist that I would pay all that money. And then the banks, the banks can't pay me even though they got 60. In fact, the IMF didn't audit me, the IMF director. I'm worth $433 trillion. So if I'm worth $433 trillion less 35%, we definitely have no bills. We do the high-speed rail. We do the veterans. We do this. We do that. The hospitals, St. Jude's Hospital, all the good things that you and I would want to do for our fellow Americans.
Well, where is this money? Who has it now?
It's all over. Munchen and Paulson were at Goldman Sachs. Both of them. You have the two judges in Vienna George Tanata of the CIA came and said, I worked for the CIA, all the money. They told him he was lying to the both of them, Judge Ellis and Judge Lee. You have a court order that said all this money is my money, and they reduced to 37.5% to 35%, and I should be paid. So we left court knowing I'm getting paid. My security and I went to New York at Citibank. We did not know that Bush was upstairs, and they said they don't have the money yet. They can't pay me. And they had the money. Bank of America had the money that came in, $4.5 trillion for the first tranche. So,
well, wouldn't even the taxes pay off the debt?
Yeah, I'm paying my taxes 35%. All the debts are gone.
That even that would pay the debt.
Absolutely, I would never walk away from my fellow Americans, because without Reagan, I was nobody. I was just a cop's cop with a photographic memory.
Okay, now. I'm just confused as to this money and why it's, who's taking it? Why do they want the United States to fail? Or are they greedy and they want the money themselves?
Well, the banks don't have a lot of money. They have to pay me back. They're insolvent. I step AIB, American Integrity Bank, with Treasury, so I can get my bank license. I'll buy all the banks that are crooked so the people that have money, the banks don't lose any money. The banks ran this money. George Soros, Bush, Scherf, Clinton, they ran all this money around the world. The banks, remember, you had Henry Paulson going to the Senate, which you approved, to take my money to pay off the bills that they couldn't pay at Treasury. The TARP funds, remember the TARP funds, T-A-R-P? They used my funds to pay all these debts. They even gave their buddies and their girlfriends money. Even companies that didn't have any right to have money got money. It's all in the paperwork. Treasury did not know what to say. Puerto Rico wanted money. I borrowed the money at 2.2%, and they stopped that at Treasury. It wasn't the right amount of money, and it was too cheap because the people in Senate and Congress made deals with the other bankers to give them higher interest rates in Puerto Rico. What kind of crap is this? I can only eat so many BLTs, and this is wrong.
Okay, I have two points. First, there has been a little bit of pushback saying that this money really should belong to the Russians because it was taken from them. Is that an accurate statement?
No. It was never taken from them. It was never taken from them. They knew what we were doing. Tyushenko, the central bank, I own a lot of property in Russia. That money was there because Gorbachev was going to resign. We gave him, I think it was $2 billion. No. $10 billion at the Gorbachev Foundation at Credit Suisse, so he would resign as Secretary General. Bush had not a damn thing to do with that. Bush is a liar. You can tell him. You can tell all the Bush family. They know they're liars. I met with Gorbachev, and I gave him $10 billion through the Gorbachev Foundation. He resigned. We sent him to Presidio, and he's still there. He's a good man, and he knew that they wanted war because they didn't have any money, and we didn't have to have war, just have common sense. And that's why when Bush says, well, we took down the Soviet Union without firing a shot, that's my quote in my stuff. Bush knew he was an ass, and he still will be. And I'm not even sure he's dead or in Paraguay or died 6 months ago. I don't even care. I'm a Catholic lay minister, and he was not a true American. He was the director of the CIA. His real name is Scherf. He was there on Operation Paperclip. Even Harry Truman wanted to get rid of the CIA with a passion. They were a criminal enterprise. And look what they did to me. They shut me down. I'm not dying yet. I'm 78. I got a couple more years to go. My dad died at 92. So my mother was, I got time.
You got more time. So now what needs to happen in order for the United States to be able to get your money in a positive way to pay down the debt? What is the process that needs to occur?
Well, allegedly Trump is talking to Munchen. Munchen said the banks will go under. Gore's been talking to Trump. Gore knows this money is mine. Al Gore was duly elected as the president of the United States, but Bush and Scherf decided to rearrange the vote schedules in Florida. They got set up. I know some of the attorneys that were in Florida. They gangbanged Al Gore. He did win. They threatened his wife, his daughters. Al Gore can go to the U.S. District Court of Columbia right now and claim that he was the last duly elected president of the United States, and that would force all the elections to be reviewed, including Trump, and they're trying to get rid of Trump. Trump should just join hands with Al Gore, have a dual control of rebuilding our country. I will pay all the bills. We will do the high-speed rail. we will have a good time. We've got $35 billion set aside for the southern border wall, and that includes courtrooms, lodging for the authorities, you know, the guards and stuff at the border guards. And we will have a clean slate. But you have to understand, a lot of these people in Congress get paid under the cover, or the or this or this and this and that. A lot of these congressmen and senators, they have a time limit. They have exceeded that. They just changed all the rules. You can't change the Constitution. We're a constitutional republic. We need a bunch of brooms, big brooms, not drain the swamps. Lock the Congress down. Have them go back to their states, stay there until they figure out who's crooked and who's not. We had this lady, McKinsey or something, from Georgia. She was ordered by AIPAC that they would support her for election if they would follow AIPAC rules. She told them to drop dead, so she never got elected. When people can buy the votes to run the Congress and the Senate for their own financial gain, they should be arrested. That's obstruction of justice. It's a violation of the Logan Act and the Hatch Act. And by the way, I know Orrin Hatch very well.
Yeah, we need to clean it up. Now, some people have an issue with Al Gore being corrupt based on what he did with the climate change and saying by 2015, was he set up to do something? And I mean, why would he have?
Yes, he was. He believed that track, but he doesn't believe it now. He knows that he was the election and he wants to come back and redeem himself. Remember his wife Tipper and his daughters were threatened with their lives. If you know, I lost my 11-year-old grandson because of this nonsense, and he was my buddy. He was my buddy.
So yeah, which is I'm sorry for that. So Al Gore believed it at the time, thought he was doing something good, and now does he know he was duped?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is he kind of embarrassed about it and just doesn't want to come?
He's upset because he followed the party line that raped and plundered our country. We don't need these parties. We're all Americans. My dad was a diehard Democrat. When I took the scholarship for Dale Carnegie from the Republican Senator Wiley, he was beloved. I said, what are you talking about, Dad? I'm going to Dale Carnegie to stop stuttering. But the guy's a Republican. Who cares? I don't know, Republican or Democrat at that time. I watched my dad vote in a little shack when I was a little kid. In fact, Dewey ran a Standard Oil down a block. I thought he was elected a president because Dewey won the election. They said Dewey Oil Station. You know, that's how I was just a little kid. And I remember even then they would be fighting in these little voting shacks. Who's who, who's that, and all this goofy stuff. It's childish.
I agree. Now, what do you want the American people to know, and what can they do to help get this money into the hands of, properly in the hands of the American people?
I will get my money through Ameritrust Group. I will pay 35%. We will have a lawful legal audit of the Federal Reserve System, which is not a bank, never been a bank. And whatever shortages are, I will cover that. We'll cover Puerto Rico. We'll cover the high-speed rail. We'll do this. I'm 7, 8 years old. I wasn't doing this for power. I just wanted a clubhouse sandwich and a club car. That's all I wanted. And the high-speed rail was set up by President Reagan and us on the Star Wars because we were going to carry the MX Mobile missiles on the flat cars on the tracks, and hurricane evacuation from Florida to Texas was going to be our way to move the MX Mobile missiles around and to rebuild our country. Because at that time, and now Putin's got the MX Mobile missile flat car design that we created. It's craziness.
Yeah, that is. So now, is Trump actively, is he ignoring you, or do you believe he's working to get this money back?
Well, they say he is, but I don't talk to my attorney. Jan Morton Hager sends some letters that we can do the high-speed rail, we can do this and do this. See, we got stuck talking to this Eric Trump, his son, or whatever this guy was. He promised us the world, did absolutely nothing. And I think he backstabbed his father and he backstabbed us because he says, well, that's too much money for one guy. That's not the question. The question is, I owe 35%. Two federal judges ruled I owe 35% of over $433 million.
So he didn't believe.
Well, he believes it, but he doesn't have any influence. He has no business even getting involved in what goes on in the White House. He's not a White House employee.
Okay, so he just wasn't able to make it happen. So now, is Trump actively on it?
I think somebody got to him.
You think somebody got to him? Okay, now is Trump actively? Because this could be the most important thing he could do. He could clean up everything by doing this.
Absolutely.
So is he Yeah, is he actively on this, or is he written this off as kind of fantasy land?
He knows it's not a fantasy. He's been told by the military tribunal, I am real. I am Reagan's right-hand cop on the scene, cop's cop. That's where Reagan had me there. That's why Bush and everybody tried to bump him off, even though Bush was down in Texas when Kennedy got Bush bumped off. These guys are not friendly people. That's why I pray a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Now, does he believe he can't get to that money regardless?
He knows that according to Mnuchin, who was Goldman Sachs, that money, he should be in jail because he and Paulson knew as directors of Goldman Sachs, they stole my money, but they didn't steal it. They converted it. And Congress went along with that. So they're using Congress as a buffer. And Congress that authorized the theft of my funds should also be in prison. Let me pay my bills. Let's do the national debt obligation. That's why the word is Ameritrust. Ameritrust. That's Reagan. Ameritrust Group with an E for Europe, because we didn't trust the American banks, because all they wanted is greed and rape the country with high interest rates. And a lot of the money is lost on all kinds of bets, derivatives. The bank derivatives are nothing. That's a promise to pay. See, I bought a bunch of prime bank guarantees, but I knew the bank because we were underwriters of the bank. And I knew if you failed to give me back my money at interest rates, I will own that bank and I will pay myself. I will own the building, the cars, the girls, the secretaries, and the bank, and the customers will not be raped and plundered. And that's what scared them, because I'm Catholic and I'm stupid because I won't follow their tradition. Tradition of stealing from the American people is not tradition. It's theft.
Absolutely. So how do we get this money back? Trump has to take this seriously, and he has a lot of obstacles, though, to be able to get this money back. Do you believe that the obstacles at this point, is it doable?
Absolutely. Him and Gore sitting down together, telling the world and the people, we are going to follow Reagan's instructions and initiate the Reagan want the Mitterrand protocols. There's a list. I don't know if you have the 13 countries I owe money to on behalf of President Reagan. And rebuild the world. We got the money, but the banks are overspent. You have no idea what the bankers have done with this money at the cost of the American people's security. They live the high land, but it's borrowed money. It belongs to the depositors. They raped the central bank. They raped the Federal Reserve System, which is not a bank. It's never been a bank. They bought all this stuff. The people are being swindled every day, and can't they see this? I wrote a book about this. Want the Black Swan White Hat, showing page by page, you can get an Amazon, how they did all this. And you know what they told me? It'll never sell. Well, we're selling a lot of books. And I give their money to the veterans, so I don't want the money. And the people say to me, why don't you want the money? I got to pay taxes. I'm here for tax evasion, which I didn't owe. Why should I change their plan? I live with their plan. They arrested me for $14,000, which I had twice. Even Chris Story, the editor in London, paid us $35,000 to get me out. And then they had a fight like hell with the attorneys and the Supreme Court to get credit. And they said, well, I already paid it. I didn't have to pay it again. Well, why did you convict me and not pay it? Now all of a sudden you found it. The Secretary of State of the state of Wisconsin was supposed to be my lawyer. He sends a letter. I think you have that letter, that I'm an ambassador. Everybody, as anybody, knew I was an ambassador. But because of Bush and Tommy Thompson and Ken Starr and all these idiots, they thought I should be locked up and take the L for a plea, and I'd be dumb enough as a Pollock to take them to all of my banks after they killed Howie with rat poison and give them the fair share. I'd be dead along the way. I can't save myself from people that are taking me bank to bank and taking all the money. They even went to my banks in London and said I was dead and withdraw money at Coutts Bank. I'm dead. I don't feel dead. But they took the money out of Coutts Bank because they testified I was dead. I know they want me dead.
How can people get a hold of you and learn more about this whole thing, this whole scheme?
All on the internet. They can go to Amazon. They can look at the book. The book is, it comes right to your computer. Amazon, White Hat, Black Swan, something like that. Oh, Want the Black Swan, White Hat. Just look up Leo Want the. I'm a Pollock from Stevens Point. Big deal. I will serve my country, and that's it.
Now, you also have a... There's also a movie and a trailer that's been produced, and your goal is to get this movie out so they can tell the true story, but
absolutely.
It's been delayed for a reason. Why is it delayed?
because everybody that came with money to do the film get beat up or tossed around. Just the other day, Argo Trust, my attorney here in Atlanta, that's the reason why he's there, he opened a number of accounts for me in Atlanta, and you know his name. I sent it to you. He died a couple of days ago, and he was going to work for the chairman of the board, which is me, of Ameritrust. He set up a lot of accounts to help me get this money from Argo Trust. He is also the attorney for Argo Trust, and Argo Trust, and these guys, his name is attorney Linwood Maddox. He died a couple of days ago in Atlanta, and I sent out the memos this morning to you and everybody else. And he's no longer alive. He finally said he died, and he was my counsel. Everybody that talks to me seems to die if they can read and write. They don't want this money to go back to the people. Maddox, PC, Atlanta. I met him. I met him there with Bill Bonney, who runs the Argo Trust. He's the attorney for Argo Trust. Bill Bonney says he's worth $14 trillion. Kropos is worth 13.2. Falcone is worth 24 billion. This is our money. It's not their money, because he met me after I was in prison. I didn't meet this Bonnie guy until he came to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, when I got out of prison, and I bought him lunch, and the CIA was there. They said for $10 million, they would hire some attorneys, which was Maddox. He hasn't done a damn thing. All they did was bury me in shit. Pardon the language. I'm in mud. They don't care. They're all paid, but we got paperwork signed by Bill Bonney right here. And I sent it to you. He is worth, and even I sent on page two federal judges ruled I'm worth this money, $4.5 trillion, for the first installment on my account. He's dead because he was helping me, and they found out he was helping me.
So are they above the law? Is that the issue? They're just above the law, and they can do anything they want.
There is no law for them. They are the people. They're the puppet masters. The law already ruled in my favor. Judge Lynn, Judge Ellis ruled in my favor. Judge Elise Ross ruled in my favor. It doesn't matter what the judges rule. They're nobody. And I don't like that, because I'm still an ex-Milwaukee cop and a Waukesha County sheriff and a Menominee Falls fire and rescue officer, EMT, paramedic, fire inspector. I earned my chance to help our country, and they do everything to slap me down.
Well, it sounds like they have no respect for the rule of law, and nobody cares. Well, people care, but there's nothing that happens to them. While somebody on the street can go to jail for years for selling marijuana, they can do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah. I met a friend of mine. He told me, and I have it right here in front of me, along with my crook crucifix. He says, you have to understand, there are three basic things that he believes in. Is it truthful? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And I said, well, thank you for your update. I wrote it down here. It's beautiful. Is it truthful? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Because he's a fellow American. He's in his own way. He can't help me anyway. But he gave me these three lines to consider. And I do consider them. I have it written right here. Right below my crucifix. Like I said, I'm a Catholic. And I taught CCD in a Catholic church. I'm not changing for these guys. But Judge Ellis III and everybody that you got in your memos, they ruled that I'm the sole principal and stockholder. I have it right here in front of me, if I can for a minute. I notified everybody upstairs, even OMB director. With President Obama's authorized release, my personal civil and repatriation inward remittance of $4.5 trillion of May 2006 to Bank of America, Richmond, Virginia, has confirmed by the Federal Reserve Bank, Richmond, in court motion under their penalty of perjury. One, on or about April 15, 2003, the Honorable Gerald Bruce Lee, in case number 02-13638, filed in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, order memorandum of opinion. As part of the order, the court stated that the plaintiff, Leo E. Wanta, Ambassador Leo Wanta, should pursue liquidation of corporations, recovery of financial assets, and pay all required taxes in accordance with the law. Then we went to another courthouse in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, Civil Action 107, CV 609 T3E BRP, petition for a writ of mandamus and other extraordinary relief, filed June 20, 2007. The Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond responded in their court motion stating, here's the Federal Reserve of Richmond. pursuant to Rule 12b-6, Federal Arts Civil P, respondent Federal Bank of Richmond moves to dismiss the petition for a mandamus and other extraordinary relief as follows. For the purpose of the motion only, all well-pleaded facts will be taken as true, because he knew they had the money. So in other words, the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond accepted the truthful statements in the writ of mandamus and confirmed the known inward admittance designated by the petitioner, which is me, for sole and exclusive use and benefit of petitioner Lee Iwanta, Leo Iwanta, Ambassador Leo Iwanta, an American citizen, birth June 11, 1940, represent Rogers Houston Memorandum, Act of Congress, H.R. 3723, Title 18 U.S.C. Section 4, misprison of felony. They locked me up so they could keep the money and other Title 18 U.S.C. violations. Having said that, upon, and I agree with the courts in writing and testimony, upon my economic receipt, I will lawfully pay U.S. dollars $1.75 trillion as my personal civil repatriation tax payment directly to the United States Department of the Treasury, among other set-aside allocations, to immediately enhance their economic recovery and national security. And you can find it at http://wtsnb.blogspot.com/. I agreed to all this stuff. I'm an ambassador. How can the state of Wisconsin kidnap me in Switzerland? And I'm the ambassador of Switzerland, and they knew it. And it wasn't for the Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin saying he's going to kick their ass. I'd still be there in a dungeon, two floors below. The moment they put me in there, the first person I said to, Job, why are we here? You know, St. Job, you know. Well, my guy got no windows. I got no TV. I got a little 25-watt bulb. I'm in a German prison from the Swiss, you know. And I was praying to Job. I got to have some sense. People say, you're a nutcase. Well, when you're down there all by yourself, you tell me who you're going to talk to. Because talking to nobody is not going to help you. But keeping your senses by praying, you got something to think about. Because when they rattled the door to see if it was locked, I jumped every time. They fed me horse meat. I don't eat horse meat. I don't even think horses should have meat to eat. But anyhow, I was down there, and when Yitzhak Rabin said he's coming to get me, they threw me out of the Senate to New York. And even the FBI in New York took me off the plane. Why are you here? Why do you have two diplomatic passports? You tell me, you're the FBI. I said, I know good friends of the FBI, Fred Thorne and everybody, when we went after the mob in Milwaukee. In fact, if you look at the customs reports on selling the stingers by Bush to the Contras, you will see FBI SA-32NV, Frank B. Ingram. You know who FBI Ingram is?
No. No. Huh? What?
Do you know who Rick Reynolds is?
Who is all that?
You know who Rick Reynolds
is? Who are they?
You're talking to him.
Oh, that's you.
Me.
Okay.
That's me. That was the passports that President Reagan gave me so I could do my job to protect the American people. I'm Frank B. Ingram, FBI Ingram, so they do what I tell them to do. When Reagan was going to be assassinated, a chief of a foreign tribe called me at my office. He says, they're going to assassinate President Reagan. They just left my office. What are you talking about? They said they'd been here a week under arms. I heard him talking, and he was a chief of a tribe. And I called Glenn Speedy at the Secret Service, and he says, give me the right code, Wanta, he'll be out of there. I gave him the right code for Frank Ingram, and 5 minutes later, Glenn Speedy of the Secret Service called me back. He's on the way to Fort Davis. Thank you, Glenn. He says, anytime, sir. But see, he needed my code numbers to get him out. Same as the customs guy, William LaCates. He knew who I was. He helped me lock down Bush for the Bowman Amendments, and everybody got canned, transferred. And I'm the bad guy because we found him guilty. That's not our job to prosecute the Vice President of the United States. He broke the law. Don't tell me to practice the law if I can't practice the law. I had law in school, too. And it's just crazy. If you're a politician, you can do and steal. I'm not a politician. I'm doing what President Reagan asked me to do. That's why I was chosen. And I am not changing. I'm a cop's cop, and I'm not going to give up. I'm 78. Big deal. They can bump me off. They want to do that anyhow. But I'm FBI knows who I am.
Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing and you've done. And I just appreciate you giving me and our listeners this time. And I'm going to keep an eye on that movie, the documentary. I think it's an important, even just for historical purposes, for people to know what happened.
Right. And give them that deal on http://eagle1, EAGLEONETOWANTA.com. Eagle One with the hair is President Reagan.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
I have two additional items that you might be interested in for gifts this Christmas. The Elite Tactical Backpack. It has seven roomy outer compartments that keep crucial gear and items safe. It also keeps tools ready to access in an emergency situation. This bag is military grade. It has a mole system and allows you to add extra gear on the outside of the bag. It also feels great. It has plush foam straps that won't dig into your hips and shoulder. It has a hydration bladder compartment and a bomb-proof 600 denier nylon. It's tough all over and only weighs 3.2 pounds. And the price has been slashed from $90 to $29.99. What a great gift this would make. You can also get, as an additional item, this combo pack. It's an ultra-powerful police-grade 18% pepper spray with an ultra-discreet 3-million-volt stun gun. I am getting these for every one of the women in my family. I believe we should all be carrying this for self-defense. And with gun laws becoming stricter than ever, what a great option for women in your family or even men in your family to be safe. With purchase of any other item, you can get this for only $29. So click the links below to find out more information.